From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Hampshire votes. Primary elections are being held in the northeastern state of New Hampshire today. Polling stations will be open in that state until 0 hour UTC. The first votes were cast in the tiny town of Dixville Notch. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won all four votes there, while Ohio Governor John Kasich beat billionaire Donald Trump 3-2. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says the North has been operating the reactor long enough that it could capture the plutonium from the reactor's spent fuel within weeks or months. In this annual assessment of worldwide threats, Clapper also told the Senate Armed Services Committee that Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas, but that within the United States, the biggest threat will be posed by homegrown violent extremists. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. Turkish officials are warning that the round-the-clock Russian air missions and heavy fighting could spark the arrival of as many as 600,000 Syrian refugees at its border. A suicide car bomber struck near a police officers' club in Damascus Tuesday. A number of people were killed and wounded. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says 409 fatalities have been recorded among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea just in the first 6 weeks of 2016. An IOM statement on its website says the number of new arrivals has passed the 76,000 mark. That's nearly 2,000 per day, and that's 10 times as many as during the same period last year. Police say a head-on train crash Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least 9 people and injured more than 100. Rail company Meridian said 2 of its trains were involved in a serious collision between Cobourg Moor and Bad Abling. Police say more than 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. The speed of the trains at the time of the crash and the cause of the collision were not immediately clear. A Bosnian Serb general convicted of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity died in jail in The Hague Monday evening. The former head of military intelligence in the Bosnian Serb army, Zdravko Tolimir, had been sentenced to life imprisonment for crimes committed during the massacre of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. According to his wife, the 67-year-old general had been ill. Former hostage Jocelyn Elliott arrived in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, earlier this week, just a couple of days after being released by a jihadist group linked to al-Qaeda. The group had kidnapped the Australian citizen and her husband in mid-January. Emily Yob reports.
After 3 weeks of detention in the hands of a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda, former hostage Jocelyn Elliott's first words were for the people of Burkina Faso. She said she wants to thank the people of Burkina for their support during her absence. 76-year-old Elliott was kidnapped along with her husband, Ken Elliott, in a remote location in northern Burkina Faso, close to the border with Mali and Niger on January 15th. The Australian couple had been living in the area for more than 40 years. They established and run the sole medical facility in the small town of Djibo. Emily Yob, Abidjan.
U.S. President Barack Obama unveiled a $4.1 trillion spending plan Tuesday for the fiscal year that starts next October. It is Mr. Obama's last budget before leaving office next January. The Republican-controlled Congress is already signaling it will ignore many of the president's new initiatives. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots into the air in a confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kok district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.